פרק גימול בויר סייף פי בייס, מלחייה שיש בתכו גרגיעי אורד. If you've got a salt cellar which has got inside it rice. מלחייה שיש פה גרגיעי אורד, אשר תמטרתם לספוג את הלחות שבמלח. יש שהציעו להשתמש בו בשבת, ואף שהמלח נברר מהאורז על ידי הנקובים שבמכסה, מכל מוקם אין זה נידון כבורי בכלי, ויש אויסים בזה. If you've got a salt cellar, which one puts inside it rice. Now, the rice is put there in order to go and absorb the dampness which you have from the sometimes inside the salt. Now, some people say, even though you're doing a clay burial, when you go and take out salt, the holes from the cover, from the salt cellar, stops the rice to come out. So lechua, what you're doing brayer b'kli. So yesh, some people say, it is not allowed to be done. But some people allow it. Why do they allow it? First of all, according to the Chazon Ish, which holds that you're doing brayer with a teapot is allowed, no worse than a teapot. But even according to the people who say teapot is not allowed, Shlomo Zalman says his svar, which he said before, that any burial which is always done strict formally is not considered a kli burial. Therefore, also one uses a salt cellar straight before one eats, it's not considered a kli burial. Yeah. Of course, the problem would only be when it gets to the point which the rice will come out to the sieve, kilu, till the cover from the salt cellar. But if you've got a lot of salt, a lot of times the rice is at the bottom and it doesn't even sieve it out, no problems altogether. The only problem is only when it sieves it out, then it says the machloikas if we do allow it or not. So yesh leida, shebechol zeh, דבקים אומד שכול זה דבקים אומד לאכול את המאכל לאלתא שאם לא יקן נמצא שבו יאיכו מתריך פסלת מלח מתריך האורד שלא לאלתא וזה אוכל. Whatever happens, you have to know that will only allow you to do things לאלתא, because if it's not לאלתא, you've got a problem of boy, whatever happens, שלא לאלתא, which are not allowed. Here we're discussing you doing it straight away before one eats. Are you allowed to do it because it's not brayer b'kli? Is it considered not brayer b'kli? It is considered brayer b'kli. Pei gimel if you have a kli which is made to put inside it olives or cucumbers, pickled cucumbers. Keli amiyud lechsun zeitim v'mlafafonim sheish patoch masanenet. So shabayim lo itzi zeitim ma'akli magbim masanenet va'roitav mistanen ma'zeitim ein nishtamish b'shabbos. What do you have? You sometimes have some sort of a reshet, a net, which one put inside it the olives or the pickled cucumbers. And one leaves it in the brine, in the water, and when one wants to eat, one picks up the net, and the water goes out, and one's left only with the zeitim levad, only with the olives alone, or with the cucumbers alone. Therefore, it's brayer b'kli. What you're doing, this reshet, this net, is l'chura kli, because what you're doing, it goes and helps you to go and separate the olives from the water. That's a problem from brayer b'kli. Omnom, im ha'melafonim nikarim la'atzman ba'ifin she'inim nidoinim k'muravim b'may mutar l'shtamash b'keli zeh k'im she'in kam ta'uvin. If you can say the cucumbers are not mixed with the water, then you don't have a problem altogether because there's no mixture there. The problem from brayer b'kli is only if you've got a mixture. If you've got no mixture, you don't have a problem altogether. Sif pei dalet. If you've got a jug which has got on its cover a sieve, not exactly a sieve, it's like a fork which is on top of it, which helps you to go and stop coming out the solid when you want to pour over the drink. If you've got a jug which has got on its cover a fork, something like a fork which stops the ice cubes coming out. He says it's compared to the tea jug, which is a machloikas, if you're allowed to do it, not allowed to do it, therefore he says the same halacha is here, it'll be compared to the tea jug. Omnam, afladatha oisim, ein lesel, b'matzav shakubiyot ha-kerach, mugdorot k'muravot b'mayim, ach kol zman shem gedoilos v'nikoros heitev, mistava she'en zeh begeda tawuvas, rak l'acha she'nimsu, meisu, v'mikzas oz nechshavas heim k'tawuvas b'mayim. He says, when is the problem from using such a jug? It's only when you've got a mixture. What is considered a mixture? Big pieces of ice cubes which are inside the drink are not considered mixed with the water because a solid and a liquid is not considered mixed. Therefore, you're allowed to use this jug because it's not considered mixed. When you have a problem from a mixture, then you're not allowed to use this jug. The problem from the mixture would only be when you've got smaller pieces of ice which are inside the cubes or smaller pieces which are inside the drink, then you'll have a problem to using this jug because it may be boya bikli, according to the shittas who are on Machmeh.